I dare not turn, but I cannot run. My belly spasms with an empty heave, then I am frozen. Does someone know what I've got? Have they come to claim it? What should I do, fight for it or let it go? A voice cuts through the dark.
Cassie, darling, is that you?
There's a sudden, intense flare of relief. Spinning on my heels, I wait for Anna to catch me up.
Oh, I'm so glad.
She flings an arm round my shoulders and for a moment we hug until the buckle of my bag digs into my belly and I pull away. What a shitty birthday this has turned out to be. If they knew what I had done, some people would say it's kismet or karma. And if this is the extent of it, I've got off lightly. They'd be right.
My mother's name was Red Tory. She had high, genuine ratskin boots, rockcrete hard legs, a half-shaved head and a shock of auburn hair that she spiked into a knife's edge mohawk. She lived by a simple code. Kill or be killed. The hive itself was her teacher and she was in a state of constant learning. She was not the soft, gentle mothering kind you hear about in up-hive tales. You know the type. The kindly noblewoman in her seventh cycle of rejuvenate who finally gives birth to her first and only child. A loved and cherished infant who is raised with kind words, an indulgent nanny, and a gang of smart nursery servitors kitted out in the finest spider silk harlequin outfits to order around and play with. No, none of that crap. My mother had no softness, no pity. She was an Escher gang leader and she was as gentle and soothing as a necklace of razor wire.
I was born in the mortuary. Topsy-turvy, I know, but that's the truth of it. My mother said the slab was cold and hard, but she was in no fit state to quarrel at the time. They named me Violet for the flower, the twin to my mother's name, Iris. I think they were hoping I would be a shrinking violet, modest and shy. But it was soon apparent that I was not.
Was it loneliness? Or was I in love with an idea of friendship that I could not bear to let go? Perhaps I was simply a coward. One day, it might become clearer to me. Perhaps it'll become clear to you. Once I've taken you back there, to that time and that place. And when I am done with the story, when everything has been explained and the secrets are finally out, I will ask you what you would have done, because that's what I really want to know. What would you have done?
Lola could not let go of the past, nor the future she had imagined. She had lured Da Hong in with promises of nighttime pleasures and the riches that would be theirs once they had killed the gang leader and stolen his credits. I did that. I was so pretty, she told me as the blood pump filtered the toxins from her system. Da Hong loves me, not you. You are nothing to him. You're just a rat that wandered in, a spy and a rat